healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have on the line with me today Silvio Letreri. You are the founder of a company called Caslow Sourdough. And I found your company through one of the gals that works for us. And you are a sourdough-based pasta company. But what I liked about your product was that it said that it was fermented. And tell us a bit about your background and why you started this company.
So I have a bakery, right, a sourdough bakery. We only bake bread here. And that was started in 1993. And it was mainly done because I had the opportunity to bake in an outdoor oven. And because my roots are in Europe, in Germany precisely, and we immigrated here to Canada in 75, and I was always longing for real sourdough bread. And that's what I recreated then, and I got really knowledgeable about sourdough back in 1993.
So now, even more specifically, though, you're from the Bavarian Alps, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And were you baking bread there as well?
No, but I had all my roots there, so I went back and I talked with bakers and what do they do, and then I studied up on books, too, and actually the technology and what's behind it.
Right.
And from there, I created my own here because sourdough is kind of it's your local bacteria also that has influence on it when you do a natural sourdough.
Right.
So it was interesting how it would actually work here, and I was surprised that it works quite well. Natural, good water, good ingredients, and that's part of the key, actually, to a good sourdough culture.
So, Bill, what are aside from sourdough, anything tasting fantastic, what are the health benefits of including sourdough or fermented food in your diet?
Well, naturally, fermented foods have a full spectrum of microorganisms in the culture. And I believe that as you can see that when you ferment naturally whatever you have, let's say if you have a wheat base or a spelt base or something like that when you naturally ferment it, the bacteria takes over, and actually they try to do it artificially with specific ingredients in modern bread and stuff like that, but they will never come close to what nature can do. And because of yeast breads only in our days now, there's definitely problems which we see arising now in modern diet. And
sure.
It's that bacteria that's needed helping break down that gluten in especially anything that's wheat or rye or gluten-based products.
So a lot of the food today, as you and I both know, and for our listeners as well, I think a lot of, aside from things being GMO and modified, they've taken out live bacteria, live healthy organisms that would normally be in foods, like you said, that actually helps break down sugars and break down proteins and break down gluten. And they've been removed and don't exist, and they've been modified and changed in such a way that, sure, maybe some of the flavor's the same, but the health benefits aren't there anymore. So now you've taken this whole ideology of having your strain of bacteria for your sourdough, and you put it into pasta. What was the motivation to do that?
Well, I noticed since 1993, since we're baking commercially our bread here, and that's all I do here is we don't bake anything else, just sourdough bread. And people always said, you know, I can eat your bread, but I can't eat store-bought bread anymore. I said, wow, and, you know, and it's increased dramatically over the years. And I said, well, about 3 years ago, I said, well, another product that has a lot of wheat in it is actually pasta. And how about if I can make these people be able to eat pasta again, because most of these people couldn't eat that anymore.
Right.
So I tinkered around, and it took a bit, but I finally came up with something that was doable. And now I have my sourdough culture, which is, it's not just a single strain, it's just a variety of a multitude of hundreds of different strains of bacteria that work together in unison to digest. It's not kind of a pre-digestion before humans eat the wheat, the raw wheat, that we grow. And I think the thousands of years that mankind has lived on wheat-related, like bread, is proof that it has in the past not caused any problem. Otherwise, we would have been already died out, because it's
right.
A staff alive for a long time for humans. And
so,
I think,
are people able to people who were gluten intolerant, can they eat your because you can't call it gluten free your pasta yet? Some people who suffer from it can eat your bread. Is that correct?
The thing is that I don't advertise that my A not gluten free, and B it's not that it's for celiacs that are depending on their sensitivity.
Right.
But you're just starting to have sensitive or problems, you're usually okay with our product. If you're diagnosed with full-blown celiac, you should stay away, and then slowly you could maybe introduce it again, but you have to be really careful, and it has to be monitored quite a bit. But you will know right away because anybody that is gluten intolerant will notice right away they have problems. And but I have a lot of people that are very sensitive or were gluten even intolerant, so and they can eat ours, and they can't eat store-bought bread. They can't even smell it sometimes. It's unbelievable. So there's a big difference, and I think what I wanted to refer to earlier is I just finished reading a book. It's called Missing Microbes by Martin Blaser. It just came out this spring. And the subtitle is How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues.
Yes.
And in that book, the biggest interesting thing is because his daughter became diagnosed as a celiac, and he kind of acknowledges that the overuse of antibiotics is most likely the cause of that.
Yeah.
Because it kills your resident bacteria in your gut, and then you eat things like wheat, which are hard to digest anyway, especially if you don't pre-digest it with a sourdough bacterial culture, that people are really starting to have a big problem and get sensitive and allergic to wheat.
I've always said as well, Silvio, that, you know, when people, you're right, I think that the use of antibiotics is definitely huge, and people, you know, think that maybe by having some yogurt, they're repopulating their system, but when you strip your insides of good bacteria, it could take months or even years to repopulate. So you're right. If we have no good bacteria, you know, fighting within our system, and then we add things like GMO-based wheat, you're feeding that bad bacteria for it to grow. And so adding things like having kombucha tea, which is a fermented tea, or having kefir, which is tastes like yogurt, but it's much, much better than commercial yogurt. And I grow both of those things myself at home, which I find lots of fun. But what I love now is that there's an opportunity to be able to have yet another food that is populated with good bacteria, and that's your pasta. Where can people buy your product?
Well, we've been dealing with Save-On Foods for many, many, many years, actually for over 20 years when we started with the bread. So many Save-On Foods have it. We have Whole Foods. We have different health food stores, and soon to Planet Organics are soon going to have it. So it takes a while to get into some of these stores, but we are definitely on our way, and we are creating a more and more of a following. And if you understand that all with natural fermentation, you'll be on your way with a better health, I think.
I agree. Now, people can also buy it online. We have a worldwide audience. So we have listeners who can go to microsour, microsour.com, and that would take them to your Pasta Fermentata website as well. Thank you so much for being on our show, Silvio, and I wish you and your family-run business great success.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.